USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
House Democrats aren't ruling out calling special counsel Robert Mueller and others to testify on the just-completed report on possible Trump campaign links to Russia. On Fox News Sunday, ranking member of the House Judiciary Committee, Republican Doug Collins, calls that a waste of time.
When it comes back not what they want, now they've decided that they can just try to go around it and draw implications so that others can doubt it. That's just wrong.
The release of Barr's summary of the report's main conclusions is expected sometime today. Gun rights advocates showed up in Oregon's state capitol yesterday to show opposition to gun legislation that's been introduced in the legislature. And on the other side, there were supporters of the measures, including Penny Okamoto of Ceasefire Oregon.
There are a lot of gun violence prevention bills that were introduced in Oregon this year. That really speaks to how much the public and the legislators really want to do something to reduce gun violence in Oregon.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you. The all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
NSFP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
The rescue of passengers by helicopter on the cruise ship Viking Sky off the coast of Norway is finished. American Beth Clark describes being taken off the ship.
The guy came down from the helicopter, one of the Coast Guards, snapped my belt and said, hold it, and shot me up about 100 feet in the air and onto the helicopter.
Most of the 1,300 passengers were placed one at a time on helicopters and flown to safety, but a few hundred more remained on the ship as it was towed to safety. While R. Kelly fights sex abuse charges in the Chicago courtroom and seeks permission to tour again as a way to pay child support, his ex-wife, Drea, spoke at a women's empowerment event in Kansas City.
I don't live my life as a victim anymore. I don't even say I live my life as a survivor anymore. I live my life as an advocate. So at the end of the day, it's not about R. Kelly and Drea. I fight for all women.
Catholics today are celebrating the first feast day of St. Oscar Romero since he was canonized in November. The priest helped the poor and afflicted in El Salvador, becoming the Archbishop of San Salvador. He was assassinated in 1980. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump has granted Iowa's request for disaster assistance as that state continues to recover from historic flooding. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds on the damage from high water that began March 13th.
We have today about 1,200 homes that are destroyed. We have 23,500 homes that have been impacted, so that was about a $481 million request.
In next-door neighbor Nebraska, the National Guard has dropped 937 1,500-pound sandbags in various locations. In addition, National Guard helicopters are continuing to drop hay bales to feed hungry cattle. To date, more than 400 soldiers have supported state emergency operations in a variety of missions. An iconic American lawyer is returning to a TV courtroom, and Chris Barnes has details.
No, no!
No, Mr. Nichols, you didn't kill Thompson, but you did, Mr. Wells.
Yes! Yes, I killed that Thompson!
The legal drama was must-see TV from 1957 through 66, revived in the 1980s on NBC. The original, which ran on CBS, made actor Raymond Burr an international star. Now the Hollywood Reporter says HBO is going to air a limited Perry Mason series starring Matthew Reese as Perry Mason. Robert Downey Jr. is to be executive producer. Downey was going to star in a 2016 feature film as the attorney, but that project never materialized.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.